Blog Talk Radio.
Something like the 20th. Okay, so I'm going to bring my co-host right away because we are pissed. And I am so angry. That's why you kind of heard angry song with the Dixie Six mass song. And we are not going to take it. And it's not over by Don Tree because basically I'm not going to take the sit. The day cameras are swearing in my face. They came off. Okay, I need to let my co-host.
Hello?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Well, basically, it all started on the tweets. They were saying, didn't they say that we're blind because we can't see the chemistry that is Jason and Sam?
Oh, hold.
Right.
7-4. Yeah, 7-4. We will bring you on in a minute, but
they're the most boringest couple next to Jason and Sam. Come on, why aren't they? Oh, they better not get married. That
you know what?
Goes
if
another
any day cameras are listening, go tell your fucking host of the Sam Radio to come after me.
Fucking shit. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
you know what?
Fucking night.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
All fucking spoilers that are coming out of these DD or whatever. I mean, anybody get it? You know what? I think I should go on one of these message boards and make up a spoiler, and see it spin to the, you know, see how they spin it, man. I should make up a spoiler saying that Jason and Liz are getting together like in a couple of weeks. Finally.
Okay, you know what? But I just want to say.
Oh yeah. Okay, I'm gonna read this. Okay, I go on to the ABC message board sometimes to see what crazy DeSam fans are and how they're gonna spin. Their couple's gonna get together, and it's somebody goes. She says, "Lovin' Jace Liz said something in response to a post, but let's see. Okay, I'm gonna just read what she says. It says, I agree that accepting someone as they are is good. But in this case, Jason has been shown as not accepting himself. Jason is the one that doesn't like himself. Liz told him she loved him for exactly who he is. She knows there is a difference between who he is and what he does. And she loves the man he is. And what did Jason do? He gave a declaration of self-loathing. I'm a man who chose a career where being able to kill efficiently is a measure of how good I am. How can you possibly love me? And he got the whole, it's not logical. That is why it is love. Sam and Jason, they are logical. They fit. They are boring. They are equal. Liz and Jason, they are not logical. They are opposites. He feels She deserves better, and she feels Jason is a fantasy for someone like her. They accept one another, but they make the other one want to be more better. For me, that is more loving, that when someone admits, I wish I was more for your sake, instead of this is what you signed up for, don't start expecting anything else. And that is what I get from Jason and Scam. So basically, it was in a response to some thread or something.
Before I bring out on, I just want to say, JTM host, JTM fan, if you want to come after me, come on. Because on my show and tell me I'm blind and you're losing it. You know what? You guys are going to get you coming up, Gunner. When you guys melt it, when you fucking couple of
well,
up, it will be
they are melting over on Giselle Radio because of their 3-minute scene. They're so pissed off with that. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, okay. Yeah, that's what we got. We got crumbs. We weren't complaining. We were happy with what we got. We didn't sit there and complain and be silent on the radio for like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
that's
and you know
what they were doing. We were just checking out as a guest, and the host was like, I'm going to get sick. And she was like silent for like the longest time.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like laughing. And also, they said they said on Twitter that Jason and Liz don't have trust, you know, and they don't have eye sex, whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, you know, they have more trust than anybody. Liz, you know, to say she saved his life twice and vice versa. So if that is not a foundation of trust, if you could trust that person to save your life, then I think that trust is more than anything trust. So.
Okay.
They're a bunch of delusional parasites.
And
I
will say this again, JTM fan and the host of JTM Radio, come on my show, defend yourself, your asses. Because you know what? I am not being nice to you guys anymore. You guys are going to get what's coming to you. And I hope the guy is like big and miserable. You know, when they don't break up, they do not break up because they do not love each other.
Or trust each other or whatever. They broke up.
You know,
it was a mutual decision. It wasn't something that Liz forced him to do or vice versa. It was a mutual decision.
Hey, I'm going to bring Allie on because I feel so bad, but we all. Hey, Al.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay, we are kind of crazy tonight, so
yes. We checked out their radio show because of what I was curious to find out their 3-minute scene that they had, how they were the reaction was to it, and the host of the show was like, it was practically literally silent for like 10 minutes on the air, 5 minutes, and the host's like, I'm gonna puke, because she couldn't stand the scene that they had yesterday, I guess, and all that. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's gonna be so funny to go on to check out the show when Jason and Liz finally have one scene together and see how they melt from there.
I agree, but Jason fans are like drama central.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm Bridget and Shirley are on the line. So, hey, Bridget.
Yes.
Okay, hey, Shirley, you're on the line, too.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
We're doing okay. We're okay, I guess. We just had on Twitter yesterday, they were calling us blind we're calling us blind because we can't see what the chemistry that is, Jason and Sam. So, and
the
then, like I said earlier, we went on, we checked out. I was curious.
Fan.
I checked out the Sam show, and they were silent for a while. So they're not liking the crumbs of scenes they're getting right now. You know, the 3 minutes. They were like really, some of them really, they were really upset.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, my God, they only have like 3 minutes and whatever. And I was like laughing. I was literally like laughing.
Well,
you know,
we may be
like
blind, but we ain't rude.
I know.
Exactly.
They were saying they read the article that Jamie Giddens wrote. I guess that one of the guys on there said, "Oh yeah, Jamie Giddens went on there saying that this political agenda, and the GSAM fan, I mean the liaison fans are saying it's a political agenda, whatever, and they're up in the air as, or you know, he's saying that it's all political and they're biased or whatever or something, and I'm like, whatever, people, you know, it's a soap opera. I mean, your couple could end any time, so just enjoy it while you can, you know?
Oh, yeah,
I mean, it's
and,
not like we
and,
went out and complained with our 30-second scenes that we got, you know?
No,
we didn't jump up and complain.
We were happy to get the...
I was happy
we
to
happy.
Get what we got, you know? I mean, I was just sitting there thinking, they should be happy for what they got. At least their scene was when I watched it, I kind of had to close my eyes, though. I listened to what they said. I mean, it was cute, I guess, if you want to call it that. It was a cute scene. I mean, at least they didn't get a damn breakup scene yet, like we got, you know?
Well,
it's not like they complained either about the breakup scene. I don't remember anybody really complaining of our breakup scene. I mean, I wasn't on the show.
Yeah.
Then, but I don't know if we were up in the air about
yeah.
that.
Oh,
but.
And well, Stucky and Stuck. Oh, go with it.
Oh, I'm just saying, well, with us, the 30-second scenes we got more out of a 30-second scene
yeah.
with Liaison than J-Spam will ever get.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too. I know, exactly.
I mean, what little
and it was more
we
meaningful,
got,
and I think maybe that's what they're upset about, because it wasn't a really meaningful scene. It was Chinese food and, you know, wanting him to go have sex with, she wanted to have sex with her up in the, I thought it was kind of funny, though, you know?
Well, he blew her off.
If she really loved him, come on. He
yeah.
forget that Brenda
like,
was
oh,
there
no,
and go have sex
you know,
with him.
Kept at her, but he didn't. He blew her off and got
yeah.
her
off. Yeah. That's what they're really pissed off about. Why did he make a phone call and not go to Sam?
I just want to say what Stalky said in the room. Label Cassie Albecki's husband for the BPA, the Sam got cancer died.
It had
BPA
nothing to do with Michael. It
oh,
was
they were cussing out at his
freaking chemo was sick. That is who they should
oh
be blaming, not Michael. It's not
oh
Michael's
gosh.
Fault that cow
they really
got
are
sick.
Mad at. Oh my gosh!
Wait, mad cow. Okay, why? What I'm confused about. So the BPA was supposed to be on Saturday. So it wasn't like they were going to see them with the BPA.
Yeah, it was like what we had, like what Liz and Steve
okay.
and Becky had, right? It was one of those type
yeah.
of a thing.
Yeah,
they were going to
yeah.
go and ask
okay.
questions. And
it was the daytime connection, whatever they do. Yeah, it was just
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and so because
cat.
It was Kelly, she got sick and she couldn't make it. And she canceled like
right,
right away.
But you guys, just so you know, last time a thing came up last minute that she forgot about.
Oh, yeah, she won that event at
the first one, yeah.
Yeah, she was late because of work.
Yep.
So they've canceled, she's canceled twice on it. So, you know.
That's just
blame
just showing,
the person
she's
that
just
actually
showing them
needs
how
to be
much
blamed.
She really, really cares, as I say sarcastically, you know. Look at Becky. She was
yep.
like almost due, and she went to their VPA.
Yeah.
She even went to the event.
No, well, no. Yeah, the soap weekend, yeah, she did go.
I mean, she
and,
was like,
you know,
she almost due then, you know.
And on
yeah.
today's scene, when Steven told her about losing that money, I thought she only put $100,000 on that.
That's
thing.
What I thought
she
too.
Did.
Oh,
so
now
how
gonna...
could she lose all of her money when she only put $100,000 in to do that thing? The writers don't
that
they even look
sense.
Back on what they flip and write, because that just blew my
mm-hmm.
mind. The way that happened. I mean, like,
now,
seriously.
Now that the Jatama fans are going to go really, really joke, be mean about that, how Liz lost all of Jason's money that she gave him or he gave her or something.
And
it's
I'm
like,
sorry, Elizabeth wasn't jealous of Brooklyn. She's just
no.
concerned about Nicholas because Brooklyn's a scammer. She's a con.
Yeah, just
so,
like,
so
yeah.
if they spin
like
that
Sam
shit,
is.
Then they've got another thing coming. She's only trying to protect Nicholas from Brooklyn. It isn't. Brooke needs to be slapped. I can't stand her character.
I know. I can't stand her either. I don't even know why they've even brought her on to the show.
They always tear Brooklyn apart every time they bring her on.
I know. You're right.
They do every time. Surely I don't want to leave you out. How did the Yankees do?
Huh?
Oh, hey, Shirley.
How did the Yankees?
I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize you were here.
I was watching the game. This is the National League. The Yankees played this afternoon, and they won.
Oh, they did?
Oh,
okay,
good.
Congratulations.
But it ain't over yet. They have to win two more games.
I know, it's not over.
Oh, yeah,
I want to get on my little soapbox just for a minute. You guys defer on me because, okay, President Obama's coming here tomorrow for some helping some stupid candidate out. And I swear, if myself get preempted because of this, Obama, please see other people. You know, if you want to break the news that the motorcade is coming, please do on the cable network. Do not come and interrupt my soaps, okay? If you want to interrupt all my kids, fine. But if you interrupt One Life a Day, the VH or YNL or B&B, I'm going to kill you. Thank you.
Oh, speaking of all my children, I haven't watched, but I've been...
Carly, have you informed the White House of this?
No, because
are they aware of the rage you have for this?
I think with me, why I don't like being interrupted on soaps is I think it stems back to the O.J. Simpson case when we had it. I think every time something gets interrupted, I hate that. You know,
I must say that when the O.J. Simpson trial came on, I was so into that. That was more entertaining.
That was much more interesting. I know.
Every time I go to work, it would
be on TV like all the time in the break room. And I mean, come on, how many times do I want to see all day the Bronco? You know,
I remember where I was when the whole Bronco thing happened.
I would see outside because I live in California, and I would go drive because it was where this court was at was in L.A. somewhere, and I would see like cameramen out there and whatever, you know, and all that. So it was kind of like not surreal, but it was just kind of a weird moment to see all that happening in front of your eyes, you know.
So you didn't pass the Bronco on the way.
I never passed the Bronco. I was in my house watching the Bronco. I'm sure it passed some freeways where I live, but yeah. No. Yeah. The ending was freaky in that movie.
So you didn't mind the O.J. Simpson trial then?
Huh?
So you did not mind that the trial lasted?
I found it was fascinating. Not to say that I was entertained, but I found the whole thing fascinating how this one, this giant figure in football and what he had, you know, what he had come through. He had become an obsessive, murdering bastard. I mean, you know.
So you think O.J. did it?
I'm 99% sure that he did, you know.
When you write a book 10 years after the fact, how long after and you... the ghostwriter, come on. You know, and I mean, okay. I just feel sorry for his kids.
Who are you talking about? I was interrupted. Who are you talking about?
I was going around asking if they thought they would be guilty or not.
Oh, Yeah, well,
yeah, I think he was guilty, but yeah, then, I know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I felt sorry for his kids too.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel sorry for the other family too. The guy, Ron. He was there at the wrong place, wrong time. Mm-hmm. I really felt sorry for him too. I mean, because, oh my gosh. You know, it was just
fate that time that he decided to, you know, I guess he just wanted to see her again. So she happened to leave her glasses. If he had picked up the glasses and went to her house, maybe. But then, you know, if that was just meant
you
to
never
be,
know.
You know, he was meant to be there at that time. It was terrible. But anyway,
mm-hmm. So the boss,
moving right along.
Know I was this. So, no, I'm not going to film the White House, you guys, about how angry I am if it just broke in. But, you guys, we are all here on Monday if it happened, because let me tell you, if it happened, I'm not going to be happy about it because, okay, it's nice that the Modu team is coming, but, you know, everyone in Seattle, you know, they have to go down different streets and everything. So it's like the biggest headache of all, and, you know, I'm hoping that it doesn't take all day. So I'm just, you know, why do they have to show the plane coming in and the plane leaving? That I will never understand.
Wow.
So somebody in here said in the chat room that the Balkan is going to be Robin's patient, right? Somebody said that?
I think everybody is just speculating.
Yeah,
it's a rumor that
okay.
No one really knows.
Well,
that
I wouldn't be
supposed to come into the hospital about the same time Jerry comes back.
I wouldn't be surprised if that were to happen.
Do you know that I'm sorry, girls, you know Blog Talk is messed up again? I'm looking at it on my screen, and first of all, I don't see any of the chat room people, and on the
refresh your browser, Shirley, and it'll come up. I had to refresh too.
Oh really,
Brenda? Yeah, refresh
okay.
it if it'll come up.
Okay.
I don't know what Becky Love
is
trying to say in chat
really
room. She must be bringing
up.
Something
Deja
over.
Deja Vu is a spoiler person,
yeah.
And that's who spoiled
it. I can't even read any of it.
And the actor who is supposed to be coming on, I do know that he is a very good actor, and he does look like he should be the Balkan. I mean, if talking about typecasting, he looks like someone named the Balkan, you know, he just looks at it with the bald head. Plus, that
yeah, with the bald head, I was going to say
he's
that.
He's a
with the bald
very,
head.
Very, very good actor. Balkan. I've seen him in several things.
And remember, you guys, next Wednesday, we won't get the sets on ABC. Remember that, you guys.
Yeah.
What?
We're getting the repeat shows on the 27th.
Oh, yeah, it's a stupid
repeat
of the couple.
I don't watch it anyway, so I've only got a sense.
I don't know how the Sid guy is speculating that from that is where Jason and Sam are going to have a baby. How? What episode?
Uh-huh.
I mean, was it entirely
based
around that? I don't understand. There must be other
stories. This is where they came up with all this crap, and I tell you, the people have been running rampant on RTS.
And
people
supposedly
going
there's
going
to be a preview after each episode, what's going to happen.
Oh,
or something like that.
Okay.
I'm like, I'll believe it when I see it.
No. Okay, you guys,
someone is forced to go back to their roots.
Mm-hmm.
The Cassidines, the Spencers, the Scorpios. Well, you know what? I'm just going to let whatever plays out play out.
Okay.
That's all you can do. You know, sit and wait patiently. We've been patient for 10 years
now. Well, they did spoil that about Elizabeth losing her money, but shoot, that's been months ago.
Now,
so,
yeah, I was reading that today. What is that all about?
I mean, I can't believe that she would lose her house and everything, which she only, I don't understand. She only did $100,000 in that, and I don't know how they think she's going to.
What's the whole point of that?
Okay, so just
$5 million from what Jason gave her at the breakup.
I understand that.
So their history, they need to get with the program and actually read what they've written before so they can get it straight.
I'm saying, what is the point of that? Now, okay, let's just say she lost all the money. Let's just say. Okay, now, what is that some kind of plot point? Is she supposed to, what is she supposed to do?
I'm watching the show today.
And if she loses all the money, then, then what does she do? Is she going to hit the streets? I mean, what is it?
I say it's just all a plot to get her in with the thing is, who in their right mind would
put $5 million in a company when they don't even know? I mean, that just boggles my mind.
And you know what I'm really pissed off about with yesterday's scene with Luke and Jason? When Luke told Jason about Lucky, about what he's doing, he didn't have any reaction at all to that. I was waiting for him to oh my God, what about Liz and the kids, you know, or whatever. But no, they didn't even go to his face. They didn't even zoom in on Jason as soon as he said that. He was like, okay, well, let me know when you hear anything. First of all,
Liz and Lucky, they are not together as a couple.
Why I brought that up is because the reason why Jason let go of Jake was the danger factor. So if Lucky is involved in this, he's going to be bringing the danger to town.
But Terry, what I'm saying is that at that time, Liz and Lucky, they were supposed to be together as a family.
I mean,
you know, there was this, you know, family thing, you know.
Lucky's still responsible for Jake, so he's going to have to be careful.
Have his names, you know.
And I'm sure if something happens to Jake, well, Jason ain't going to be too happy about that.
Yeah. Oh.
If I would have seen a reaction about that, I think I would have been more optimistic and thinking, okay.
Okay, you know what? The way I'm going to approach this is, you know what? Give it to Sweets, you guys, because this, I think that, you know what? They could throw us for the biggest curveball in the history of curveball. I mean, this reminds me of the Night of Passion. No one knew what was happening, and then bam, and you know what?
Maybe we'll find out that Aiden is Jason's after all, huh?
If they're really smart writers, they could write it. How do we not know that maybe all along Jason and Liz had been meeting secretly? We don't know what really happens off screen.
We could say the same thing for Cam. Could be Jason's too, because they were kind of
exactly. And for all we know, that Sam could be sleeping with like Michael or Jax or Ethan or Donnie off screen. You know, they could throw us any kind of curveball, and I think that's my feeling. That's what I think has happened. And if it plays out the way I think, I'm going to repeat everything I said on this show when it actually happened. And when Jason breaks up, we are going to have the biggest party, and we are going to get drunk because, you know, having them,
If that's the case, I really want to go to their radio show and, you know, say like.
Oh, yeah, you and I are. You know? You and I are. I mean, after you know, what they did, like,
No, I don't want to be. I don't want to stoop to their level, but you know, I mean, it's just a thought.
Oh, I do.
We're giving their family too much power anyway by giving in to their bullshit.
I know. I'm not. Well,
we're better than that.
I think for me, because we kind of showed the Twitter, and I hadn't been on Twitter for months and months and months, and so I went on Twitter, and they were like, you know, saying. You know,
no, we are blind and
delusional.
Blind and delusional just because we can actually read family chemistry. Okay, people, there's no chemistry.
And I think I responded to something like, I don't even know if she got, I go, well, how can we see something that's not there? How can we be blind when there is nothing there to see? You know, or something like that. I think I said something about that. And then they were talking about because I think I mentioned something about the trust they have, this trust that they have with each other, and they go,
we have another one.
Oh, another caller?
Yeah. Hello? You are male?
Hello?
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 Okay.
I can
Hello,
hear them.
Man.
I just, they're not
so
answering.
That's that caller, that same caller.
Hello?
Every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah, hello?
Hello? You're on
the
air.
Yeah, who's this?
There he goes.
There's no way I called you guys. How can we help you?
Hello? I heard
Hello?
You say something. Hello?
Ghost.
Ghost, yeah.
You are male.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Hello? I can't hear you.
Yeah,
kind of breaking
can
up. Is this a do we need popcorn? Is that... Okay. Hello?
Yes. Good
the
morning.
The voice sounds very familiar to me. But you're breaking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's the same guy who called before, Terry. That's the same guy who called.
Hello, you're kind of breaking up. We can't hear you.
Maybe you should try us back another time.
I think that was Silas.
Was that Silas?
No.
Silas?
At first
no.
I thought it
like
sounded
it?
Like... That sounded like Jay at first. That's why I
no,
said popcorn.
No, that's the same guy who called before and did the same thing. And he said more at the last time.
Every
he was
time
on.
Jay comes on, it becomes a comic show.
Yeah, I know.
It becomes a comedy hour or an hour and a half. Shirley needs like 2 bags of popcorn.
Thanks,
oh,
yeah.
It's probably more fun to watch to hear that than watch General Hospital.
It certainly is.
Oh, by the way, I think Ariana from Days of Our Lives, I hope she gets by. I hope. I haven't watched it yet, but I really, really hope they kill Adriana off. I am so sick of her.
Speaking of like One Life to Live, did anybody like the cancer storyline? Well, didn't turn out to be. She lived after all with the Taya storyline with the
I
cancer.
It.
I mean, I don't know. I was glad she didn't die, but a lot of people were like thinking that was kind of like not the way they did it. I mean, I don't know, the way they wrote it like that. Some people are saying, oh, they should have made a true cancer story instead of just, you know, big, you know, what do you call it? What am I saying? That, you know, at the end there, when it turns out she didn't have cancer, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it was okay, I guess. I'm glad she's not leaving.
I'm actually enjoying it. I mean, you know, because,
yeah, but they're
going to
have big explosion here.
I don't.
Soon.
Yeah, I haven't
I
seen the promo for that.
And
so
poor
I haven't
Star,
seen
that psycho bitch Hannah. Oh
I
my
cannot
Lord.
Stand that.
I don't
slap
her.
Excuse my language, but
and
I can't stand her.
I hope they find her before it's too late, because I'm sure they will, because
okay,
she's
I
a big part of the show.
Oh,
but.
I can't believe Cole is still blinded by Hannah.
I'm not liking her with Star anymore. I think he's turned into a flippin' douchebag.
I think so, too. You know what?
I don't think the kid likes her. I think he's much better. I think she's going to end up with him.
Yeah, I know. But I still have Cole and Star.
Isn't Cole supposed to be leaving?
Yeah, he is. That's what I heard.
Yes.
I thought they were recasting him, though.
I don't know.
Well, they don't know. Yeah, they don't know if they are.
I wonder if Hannah shoots him instead of Star.
You know, that's what I'm thinking. He gets in the way of the gun.
Yep.
He gets in the way
I
of her shooting Star. And then I bet you Star's going to be so inconsolable that she's not going to want to have anything to do with James for a while, you know?
Yeah.
That
would be
well,
nice.
Allie, are you a Star and Cole fan?
I was, but Cole is I don't like him anymore now.
I know.
No, me either. I mean, you know,
he's a hypocrite.
Didn't him and Hannah sleep together?
Yeah.
Did they what?
Didn't they sleep together?
I don't think they did.
Yes, they
haven't slept together yet.
I thought they did when he was on the run.
But
Cole has admitted that he has feelings for Hannah.
Yeah. And yet he's
calling out Star because she's hanging around with James.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's a big hypocrite. I mean, he's just a pain in the ass, personally.
I think they just don't know what to do with him anymore.
I'm still kind of I'm getting slowly trying to get a build for Star and James right now. I don't know, because I've been a Star and Cole fan for so long, you know, and I think I kind of like James, I guess, but I don't know.
James knows Star. I mean, they just met, but he knows her. I mean, they were best friends. They've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Am I okay? Let me see if I get all the right brothers. So Ford is with Langston, right? I'm trying to get with
Ford. Okay,
Langston.
Ford is with Langston, yeah. And Nate is with Danielle.
And then James
is
with Star.
Going to be with Star. The way it's going,
So basically,
the Ford brothers are with the sister as well, you know, sister and...
Well, kind of. I mean, they are.
Kind of, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, that
is funny.
Seven
brides for, reminds me of seven brides for seven sisters. No, I'm kidding.
And why did they bring back
What is that movie called? Whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
why did they bring him back?
They go up 3-1.
I don't know.
I think they're bringing Marco back just to tease people.
It's pointless, personally, because he should have just left. I mean, there's no story for it.
That's what I thought, too.
Who are we talking
about? Okay, I want to know what... Yes, Marco. And I also want to know what is Greg's big secret.
I have a feeling it's got something to do with the sister, Destiny.
Yep.
I'm thinking that Destiny is Greg's daughter.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yep, that's what I was thinking,
and
too.
And you know what I'm thinking based on today's show? That Rex is Echo and his son.
Charlie.
And the father is Charlie.
Yeah, but they did a DNA test, remember? And Charlie
did?
Yeah. Yes.
No, wait.
Okay.
Because Roxy is...
Rex. Oh, sorry. The DNA test, I didn't think it was with Rex. It was with Aerith.
No, because Rex and Charlie did too, because Rex thought Charlie was his real dad too, because Charlie told him he was. Remember? Way back when we started? And they did a DNA test to make sure, and he wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Just based on what I saw today, I'm thinking that maybe Echo is his mom.
Yes.
I just got that
matching necklace.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who I mean, if I have my search of who could be Rex's father, I'm sorry, I love the Bo and Rex relationship. I love it.
I was hoping so, too.
They have such a
good father-son relationship, and they aren't even
Maybe Bo had an affair with Echo, and he... You know, whatever. We just don't know.
Echo, get around.
Okay, I have a stupid question about Dave, and it's been bugging me for weeks. Okay, Tony wasn't Stefano's real father, was he?
I think he was. I'm pretty sure he was his real father.
I thought he was adopted.
Oh, maybe he was adopted.
I don't know.
I guess I'd have to go to
Tony, DeMira.
On Days of Our Life, I was just curious because... You know about that new kid that is coming in, whatever his name is, who's supposed to be Stefano's son.
Like Stefano needs another kid?
He was that one kid that the senator's wife died.
Oh,
that's his son.
She had an affair with Stefano. So he's Stefano's kid.
Kate
knows he's Stefano's kid.
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of all these characters having half the town as their children or something. You know, look at Sonny and Stefano. Tony's adopted, but still, and he's got...
Victor knows about Psycho. He knows she's in the crypt. That's great.
What?
Victor knows she's in the crypt.
Oh, Victor knows?
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's talking to him right now on the screen, and she's trying to explain to him.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unless she's dreaming.
I was thinking how Sully was thinking. I'm like, how do they go to the bathroom and all that? If they're like, you know, buried alive in a coffin. So I googled it because
So Carly back in the day must have had a POI. In that thing.
Well, okay, but Carly wasn't the only one that got buried alive. Marlena got buried alive at one point, too.
You did, too? Really?
Yeah, they're just crazy women. Yeah, that's crazy women. You remember that, right?
Some of the things in these soap operas, you know, it's so funny.
Okay.
I got to laugh because back in the day when soaps were about family and when I watched Santa Barbara, you know, I've been watching it on YouTube with Cruz and Ethan. Whoa, I love that couple. And I'm thinking there was no Possessed by the Devil storylines. There was no, you know.
No, I mean, come on.
I miss the way soaps used to be. Every time we just talk about, you know, being possessed and being buried alive, sometimes these soaps today just want to make me laugh.
Everything's so far-fetched.
It's so far-fetched. Ever since Port Charles did that to their Port Charles show. Ever since they did and Sunset Beach, Passions, oh my God. You know, I mean, I liked that show at first, but then after a while it was getting too much.
I never could get into Passions. But did you ever get into Passions?
No, not Passions. I got into Port Charles, though.
Port Charles was good when it began, you know.
It was good when it began, and then they ruined it at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the oldest soaps that I just loved was Dark Shadows, because they were so totally
They actually did a remake of Dark Shadows, too.
Barnabas, I thought that was so good. That was so different from any other soap opera that had that they had showed. I thought it was great.
Are you talking about the old one? Because they did a newer version back. They did a newer version back in the 90s. I think I was like in high school at the time or something. It was with the actress from Another World. She played on Another World. I forgot what her name is on the show, but she played on that, and it didn't last very long though. But I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Can't they bring back the way the soaps used to be? the romance, the adventures, and
right.
you know, and everything. And
it's funny. I was thinking about that very same thing today. I said, "Good Lord!" I said, "Because when I go to read all these different posts on RT, I just sit back and laugh." I said,
I know.
Back in the day when all you did was for an hour to sit
yes.
back, you know, kick back
and escape.
Just enjoy
yeah, and escape.
A story. You didn't have to rack your brains and
yeah.
try to figure out, now let me see, could this be Dante's Inferno?
I know.
Oh no. This
or
is
the Wizard,
the Wizard of Oz.
It's
and
look at all those.
No,
I mean, I am cracking
yeah.
up after these people. Oh, and
it's funny,
I mean,
it seems like
these
the
posters
good stuff.
Are really buying into this crap. I said, what are they smoking? I said, they're really buying into this.
And, you know, the good shows, the really good shows are the ones that are not on anymore, the character shows, like Santa
mm-hmm.
Barbara, Another World,
mm-hmm.
As the World Turns, Guiding Light. Those were
mm-hmm.
like, those, I mean, I would come home every day and just, I couldn't, the world would not exist for an hour watching them, you know, and
they
everything.
Canceled Guiding Light for the flippin' talk.
I know.
This talk show.
I've never
yeah.
seen in my life. One episode, I'm like, Sharon Osbourne, you need to shut up about your cooter. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
I mean,
I heard about that. I haven't watched it, but.
Who wants to watch that
yeah.
in daytime television? I mean, wow.
I bet you all the As the World Turns fans that have been watching that show for 50-something years are really pissed off, too. You basically screwed us over for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and
a cheaper version of another half talk show that's pointless.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I still like read this in Kelly. I mean.
I used to watch Cassie and Regis, Cassie Lee
yeah.
and Regis. I used to watch Regis and Kelly back in the day, but I'd have to get up in the morning to watch it, so I don't get up in the morning to watch a DVR.
I got tired of Regis at some point, though.
I can't take him. Yeah. I cannot take Regis. He gets
yeah.
on
I love
my
Kelly.
Freaking nerves.
Kelly Ripa, I adore her. She is.
Yeah,
I
Kelly.
Like
I love Kelly Ripa.
Wow.
And supposedly she's going to have a new show.
That's why I'm so glad that I have all of my sports right now, my baseball, then I'm going to have basketball, because I'm totally sick of all of daytime now.
See, that's why I like to go on YouTube, because the other day I got nostalgic. I wanted to see Cruz and Eden again. They were my favorite. They were my first
yeah.
favorite ever couple ever. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, and some people, like, well, there's not, like, their whole storyline on there, but there's quite a few scenes with them, like when she got raped and, you know, and when they had got married and stuff, that's on there. And some is in another language, too. I just have to, you know, tune that out. But, and I'm like, this is what a super couple is all about. And
mm-hmm.
this is what a soap opera should be about, you know. And
Josh and Reva, one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah, Josh
favorites.
And Reva, too.
I love me some Josh and Reva.
Yeah, they were, I used to, I loved Josh and Reva. I
mm-hmm.
did when I was watching Guiding Light, you know, because. But I switched on and off. I turned the channel because I was watching Santa Barbara and Guiding Light. We're on at the same time. But, yeah, Josh and Reva were like, but then I started falling in love. When Reva left to go to Santa Barbara, she left the show. She was actually on Santa Barbara, the actress, you know, and then I was watching Annie.
Back.
I was liking Annie and Josh, but then they turned Annie into a psycho,
crazy,
you know.
Annie.
I liked Annie and Josh together,
but
and they turned into psycho.
Were so compelling. They were so good. They were so good. Even Crazy Annie. I mean, they was good
crazy.
Acting.
Yeah, well, she was good Annie
was
for a while,
acting.
But then they turned her into Crazy Psycho Annie, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, well,
I liked Cynthia Walker. She won an Emmy too for that.
Yes, she did.
Oh, by the way, I haven't watched. Why not this week? But okay, is JT okay or what?
I think isn't he leaving the show? So he'll probably die. You know, this is what I'm getting. He'll probably die. And
because they are supposed to be together.
What?
They they are supposed to leave together, I guess.
Oh, are they really?
Does anybody
I've
like
heard
a,
them saying JT is going to kick the bucket to me, but he doesn't look like he's going to make it.
I don't know. I think I don't know. I don't think he's. I hope he doesn't, because I think that him and Max should ride off in the sunset together.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. That's, you know, a typical, you know, soap opera, you know, riding off into the sunset, yeah.
I'm just getting
from the way he's acting and some of the things he's saying, I said maybe they're going to kill him off. I mean, who knows?
I could not take Ryan off my TiVo because Billy and Victoria, and I hope they are on this week, because if they are not on this week, I'm going to be in one city little mode, because, you know,
they've
I love that couple. Like,
have they been on? I haven't.
They've been on. They were at the hospital, you know,
yep.
Because
I haven't seen it
there, and what's his name? Murph is still in the hospital,
yep.
So yeah, they've been at the hospital.
Okay, did you guys believe that I have Murphy doesn't die. I really don't want Murphy to die. I like Murphy and Castle.
I think he's gonna tell him before they hurt Nikki.
What's with all these psycho bitches on these shows too?
I don't.
You know, you got Lisa on Center Hospital. You got Maggie on Y&R. And you got Vivian on Days of Our Lives. AMC, you have Hannah, you know. What's that?
Hannah's on One Life to Live.
I'm sorry, Hannah on One Life to Live. Sorry,
AMC,
yeah, Hannah on One Life to Live.
They're psycho. David's gone, so they haven't had a psycho yet.
Yeah, but
what is with
these psychos? I don't remember this being many. I don't remember there being that many psychos on daytime before.
I was watching AMC. I find AMC to be much better than G, because like I said, but AMC is pretty good.
Actually, Shirley, now that you bring that up, because I'm an Annie and JR fan, I haven't watched All My Children in a long time.
They have
oh my God!
Chemistry.
I was watching them.
They have chemistry.
I got turned on by it. I was getting turned on. By it.
Oh man! And they're dragging it out, and you know they're going to get together eventually, but
I can't believe I admitted that, but I got turned on by Annie.
Yeah, I know.
Jacob Young, he is a hell of a fight actor.
He's bad.
When I'm telling you, he is mad good as JR. I don't think anybody else could play that role. Like, he is so.
He sucked
damn
as Lucky,
good.
But he is good at JR.
Yeah,
nobody really liked him as Lucky, really. I mean, I kind of liked him a little bit as Lucky. I mean, a little bit.
Oh,
but
he was a real bastard. Oh, I couldn't take him, and I didn't think he was all that great. But I'm going to tell you, he is JR. Oh, yes.
See?
Oh, yes.
He knows
tell
how to
like
play
it is, Shirley.
JR good and JR bad because he
said, tell it like it
side.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I didn't
so
care
good.
For him as Lucky either. I didn't get.
So do you like Annie and JR then?
Yes.
Okay, good.
They are hot.
They are so hot, I know.
And Scott, you know, I knew Scott and Annie, I knew they weren't going to make it.
They didn't fit.
But I will tell you, Scott is a good actor. I hope he goes somewhere because he is a very good actor.
The other Scott from that played it originally.
They had no chemistry.
Okay, now, what I want to know is why is Marissa, that's Babe's son, why is Marissa... Why did JR, I don't understand why she even adopted. To me, that
because
was kind of
JR
a slap in the face.
Because JR thought he was dying and he wanted
oh, my God, really? I didn't watch
have
it
a
then.
Mom if he died. That's
so
why.
So basically,
right.
They just kind of screwed up the Babe and JR. Them, you know, I mean, that was kind of a slap in the face for people that love Babe.
Well, true. I enjoyed them. I mean, may I correct you? I like when Babe and JR were together when I was so crazy about the other babe. I don't know how anyone else felt, but I did not like recast of.
I liked both babes. I liked the recast too. I liked her too.
Yeah, she was good.
I liked
she was
her,
pretty,
I
but not as good as the
yeah, not as good
one.
As Alexa Haven
and
was.
As far as
yeah.
Marissa, she
oh my
they,
god,
no chemistry, no.
There was nothing.
Whatsoever.
It was
she should have been with. She should have been with Scott instead of JR.
I mean,
they had
Marissa,
a better chemistry than JR and her.
I mean, I'm not bashing the actress or anything, but I just don't. The Marissa and JR had. Zero chemistry. Infinity.
They
you know, I mean, there was nothing there at all.
Nothing at all.
When I first
nothing.
Tuned in, when he was going through the camps, I really hadn't been watching. And then I tuned in one day and I saw him with this person. I'm like, who is she? He's got no chemistry with this person. And then I found out he was married to her, and I'm like, and then I find out that she's Babe's sister, twin sister. And I'm like, okay,
you
where
know,
have I been?
That's the thing I hate when they do it on subs to make
a twin
mother, and we never knew. I mean, that was my normal contention with Rebecca on VH. Like, oh, let's bring in this twin, blah, blah, blah. I hate when they do that.
What about Sam and Nicholas? They all have twins, too. Not real. I don't think they're not related, but that's weird.
Mm.
Well, okay, wait. Oh, that's my Sam dad. Oh, and Nicholas, yeah, that was weird too.
They
do? Right.
What? Okay, I'm missing something here. Okay, what?
Well, remember when Nicholas had
oh
that
my God. What is
like
enough?
That raped Emily?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yes, right.
Sam had
right.
that twig
raped
Emily.
Oh, okay,
that was
did.
The answer.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, she was captive by that gal.
That's right.
Yep.
He was like a doppelganger, really,
double.
Wasn't he?
No.
Wasn't
they
he
were,
like more of a doppelganger? Because they weren't related or at all, were they?
No.
Were they related?
No.
No, but
no.
I just hate that.
I know.
But
I know what you mean.
Me too.
He did a bang-up job, though. He that acting, when he played that role, was very good. Tyler, I hated that
storyline with Emily and Nicholas, because I'm a big Nicholas and Emily fan, and when they had to do that, oh my gosh, I was so upset. And then on top of that, she had to get raped by this doppelganger, and that made it worse for Nicholas and Emily, you know, and then she didn't want to have anything to do with him for a while, and then she went with Sunny, which was a big mistake. Now, that
I don't
was
know
the
what
worst.
They were thinking when they did that.
I don't either. That was the worst.
The only good
I
thing about it is they got Liz and Jason together.
Well, yeah, that's
right.
True.
You know?
Yeah, that's why
I was
I missed it because she was also Jason and Liz's biggest cheerleader, and that's what
yeah,
I
yeah,
she was.
She was.
You know? She didn't even know that Jake was his, but she had a feeling that Jake was his, but she didn't say anything to them that she knew.
I just wanted to say a moment about Dancing with the Stars. I was kind of happy for Sarah Palin got kicked off, but people were
Sarah
saying Sarah
Palin should have been kicked off. She sucked. I'm sorry.
Who got
Lauren
kicked off?
Anderson should have stayed at least one more. That Palin chick should have been off.
Who got kicked off this week?
Florence Henderson.
Florence.
Oh, really? Jennifer Grace did really good.
I'm glad. But then, like you say, Bridget, Palin's girl. I mean, she must have called in all of her constituents. And
yeah.
The whole
Alaska
probably voted for her. Who knows?
Yeah. And,
yummy. Thanks. Can I have two? Or no, I'll have one, fine. I'll just have one.
Can I have one, too?
Yeah, me too.
There's a lot in there. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right.
Okay, I was sad to hear that Tom Bosley died yesterday.
Oh, yeah, died. Isn't that Tom?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even know he was sick.
Oh, Tom Bosley? Oh, how he must really be up there. How old is he now? He must really be up there.
He was
probably
83.
Like in his 80s or something, probably, I would think.
He was 83.
83, God bless him. Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, really? Yeah. My dad is like almost that age, and that's just like every time I hear these people, old actors dying.
Well, yeah. Well, that's
like,
his girl grandma yesterday too.
You know, it's
like girl grandma, and she's like, we are the same age, and I'm like, Dad, but that doesn't mean anything. But
no,
I mean,
it
doesn't.
If people die in all ages, doesn't mean that your time
is
up.
But what I saw was kind of not funny. But like 2 days before that, what's it called? Passed away. From Leave It to Beaver, mom passed
away.
Yeah,
and Tom Bosley died too.
Yeah, that's
a happy day.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, I mean. You know, but yeah, and people were saying, Florence said, like, they were getting a stupid conspiracy. Some people on the Unseen List said, oh, it's a conspiracy. He passed away, and then she gets kicked off. And I'm like, you guys, no one knew he died Monday night. He died Tuesday. So, you know, it isn't that much of a conspiracy, people.
Hmm.
It was so nice not having Sam on today.
Well,
I
he wasn't on today?
No.
Sam or Jason weren't on today.
Oh, no, neither one of them.
And you know what?
Okay.
I was loving reading. They were on Twitter, you know, or on the message board. They were saying that because they're melting, you know. They go on Didi and they say, they went, they're like, oh, I hope it bleeds over to tomorrow. You know, please. Writers, give us more, Jason and Sam. Please have it continue tomorrow or something. And I'm sitting there laughing, and I'm like, can't they just enjoy their three-minute scene that they got?
Oh, we
you know,
have.
I mean, literally, come on, peoples. And you know what? You know, it's just, I was telling Carly to say, it's like, you know, because they get mad at us. They say, you know, open your eyes, whatever. And I'm thinking, well, can't we like who we like and you like who you like? Can't we just get along? Can't you? At the end of the day, we're going to like who we like. You know, you're not
going
to force me, and I'm not going to force you. I mean, mm-hmm. I did actually, I know I keep saying it, but for a second back in the day when they first got together, I kind of saw what they saw in Jason and Sam, but that flew out after a second. So, you know, I mean, At least I tried to see what they see, you know?
Well, because you and I could have said, I could have not been.
Well, no, I mean,
could have been.
And the thing is that, I mean, I don't know, you know, when Courtney and Jason were together, weren't angry. We didn't go on message boards and say that they were delusional or whatever.
But did we really
We tolerated it, and we didn't complain or anything. I knew eventually that maybe Jason and Liz could get back together. I mean, it was just a phase that they're writing them or whatever. And then when Courtney and Jason broke up, I'm thinking, okay, well, that's maybe now we could have Jason and Liz. But then when I saw they weren't going there, I thought they were putting them with him with Sam, of course. I'm like, okay, it's just another phase. And then I think it's the other fan base that kind of started it all, I'm thinking, because we were, you know, we were through this with Courtney and stuff, you know, and Rick and all that, so.
Yeah, well,
you know.
I feel like, because it's just anonymity. How do you say the anonymity that you have on the internet? That's where they really throw it in your face. They cuss at you and they do all the things to you, whatever.
Oh, no.
You know?
Haven't been. I wore a freaking Liz and Jason button once in real life.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah, and well, I guess a J-Sam fan, they saw it, went right up to me and said that I was delusional.
Oh, my God.
I needed to turn on, and that it was because of all of the work that we was doing and everything that Jason and Sam wasn't already married, and she spit on me.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How
oh, my gosh.
That
I would have kicked her ass, I
far.
Swear to God. She would have done that. She would have been on the floor picking her teeth.
Oh, my God. I am so sorry. Oh, my God.
That's ridiculous.
Okay,
that's
Carly,
ridiculous.
You said that Chrissy's going to make those shirts. I'm afraid if I wear one of those liaison shirts, that
yeah.
I'm going to be tagged or something. They're going to tag me and beat me up or something.
Yeah, I.
But where are you going to run into a Jessam, you know, as...
Well, you don't know.
I was in a freaking mall.
A seat?
In Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Where are you?
You
don't go out to people, and when I see them having a slip off of Megan,
go up to them and you ask them who's your favorite couple. Jason and Sam. Well, that's a little bit okay. It's not like you're stealing something from them or tearing something off their person.
So if I find out if they are a Jason fan, I go, how long have you been watching?
Yeah.
And if they say, 6 months, then I go into the whole spiel why this cover sucks, and then I'm, kind of happy for the day.
See, that's okay. You're giving them a speech about why they should, Liz and Jason. You're not, putting them or knocking them out.
I'm sure about that happened to you. Oh, my God.
But... she hated my reaction to it. After she spit on me, I just went and I looked at her and I said, this is why I like Jason and Elizabeth and not Jason and Sam.
Exactly.
Because you guys are crazy.
I mean, we have our crazy fans, too, sometimes. I hear a little bit,
but
not as much as you hear about Jason and Sam fans. I mean, I don't hear as much as I do of Liz and Jason than I do Jason and Sam, really. Because we've been here a long time, and we're not going to go crazy up in people's faces for liking Jason and Sam, because I know they're not a real couple, and I know, I'll just say, you're going to like who you like, and I'm liking who I like, so you need to shut your mouth.
Yeah. Some people just take it way far.
At least you didn't feed into it. You just said that and just, walked away.
Yep.
You know? And you're probably minding your own business too. And as soon as they saw that, they're like, "Oh shit, I'm gonna get that pin off of her."
I know. I was just shopping.
Crap!
Oh my god!
It was the weirdest thing I have ever experienced.
Well, oh my gosh. Oh,
and my mom was with me too, and she just kind of looked at me and she's like, "What did you do?"
Oh my god!
It's not what I did; it's what I wore.
I know.
I just wore a pin to show my love for Liz and Jason. Is all that I did.
I remember in high school there were a couple of girls that were like Liz and Lucky fans, and I wasn't. I did not start things for once. I know it's hard to believe, but they were talking about it. And I go, I know I maybe shouldn't have said that, but I'm like, okay, so you like this couple that is very boring, and it was a couple of days before, after what I saw Jason and lived in the box call, so I was like, that couple, so I said it. Where did they come out of me? I thought I was going to be up, but I called Lucky a couple of names, and
saying, Carly, they're gonna like that. They're gonna like who they like, you know.
Right.
And people just gonna have to live with it, you know. I mean, and what I don't understand with the Sam fan base though is that they think their couple's never gonna end. They're gonna last forever. And when I go and on Twitter and I say, in Soapland, never say never. You know, your couple's going to end and another couple's going to begin again. I think I said that the other day on Twitter.
You know, they have been together for quite some time now.
Well, they broke up. Now, what's to say that they can't break up again? I mean, this is a soap opera.
I'm not saying that. They had their time much longer
Their time is just so over. It's like That ship gets sunk way into the ocean, and you can't rescue it. It's gone. It's unrescuable or whatever. You know?
Unfortunately, it's still on.
I know,
screen.
But I mean, it's the other people that don't seem to realize. It's the people behind the scenes, the powers that be. They don't want to see it. And of course, the Dissamer fans are saying, oh, they're complaining that it's all agenda, it's a political agenda. But obviously it is, because if it wasn't, they would have them in a scene together, Liz and Jason in a scene together as the parents, as a father and a mother asking how, you know, like him asking how his, I don't care if he's calling her on the phone, asking how his son is. I mean, you know, wouldn't you want to know how your son is besides going to Lucky or other people? I would want to see for myself, you know. I mean, because they have not been in the scene together. So to me, that is, you know, causes speculation.
But
now
that was December 2008.
The last scene they had together was in February.
When she was
going through all that mental
breakdown.
Oh
yeah, right.
And she ran out of
candy. Oh my God,
my
goodness.
That was last year, right?
Actually, no, I take that back. Actually, their last scene together, well, she was in a dream. She was dreaming about all three men in her life when she was in Shady Brook. But their actual scene together, as you know, them being Liz and Jason, was in February. Mm-hmm. That was I loved that scene, even though it was really short, but I loved how she just, like, grabbed her in his arms, you know.
And the stupid ass Lucky didn't come by.
I know. He had to say all that shit about Liz in front of Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And the funny thing was that they spin that spoiler. The Sam fans spin that spoiler saying that he was going to negate, that Jason was going to negate the relationship, Liz and Jason's relationship that they had. Or something, he was going to go on the side of Lucky or something.
Oh, no, and also there was a spoiler that he was going to yell at her, too.
Yeah, or something.
Yeah.
Now, that is not in me. Yeah, I'm sorry, but if they were to ever to write Jason like that, they totally lost me as a viewer. I don't care. They would have totally, and even if they make, knock on wood, Sam, you know, with this pregnancy thing, if they were to ever do that, I don't think I want to watch the show anymore, honestly. I mean, I'm only putting in right now for certain things, but I just don't. I just, that would be so slap in the face for all these years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not only for the characters of Liz and Jason and that couple, but for the character of Jason, too. Because that would be so not, you know, him doing that to Liz, you know, because of their friendship. You know, basically their whole. What I loved about them is their friendship. They could go to each other and talk, and that's what I really miss the most.
That's why.
And they don't even show that. They're not even showing him even caring, being concerned for Liz right now. You know, it's like that's what I mean with this whole scene with Luke and Jason. Couldn't he have shown a little bit of concern for Jake and Liz, knowing that Lucky is involved in this and it could leak out that he's an undercover cop or whatever?
No. They're not going to allow him to have any kind of reaction at all.
I know,
I mean,
and that's
so
bad.
Weird.
They're going to try and erase everybody's memory that Jake is Jason's son.
Yes, that's basically what they're doing,
ridiculous.
In my opinion, too.
That's so ridiculous.
But there's no way you can't tell me that Jake is not Jason's man. He's like a spitting image of his dad, that blonde hair and those blue eyes.
Doesn't he look like Steve? I mean, he could be Steve's kid, really.
And you know what? When I first found out that Jake was Jason's, because I work at a high school, and I was so into Liz and Jason when they were like, got together in 06 and 07. I was looking at a kid, like blonde hair, blue eyes kid at school, and I'm thinking, you know. And it reminded me of Jason and Liz's kid on the show, and I'm thinking, what he'd be like, what he'd look like in, like, when he's 15 or something. I don't know. I was being delusional at that moment, but I was just thinking about every time I saw a blonde-haired, blue-eyed kid, it reminded me of Jason and Liz or something. I don't know.
But that little boy is so cute.
I was getting too into real life with them, you know?
Yeah, that's...
that's... Well,
you know, what was like, but you know, I mean, the thing about soaps on the spin-off, when they age the character, but then they don't age the brother and sister, as a character at the same time. B&B, you know, that whole thing, you know, because I don't understand why they Hope and not...
Well, is it Hope is older than RJ, though. Hope is older. Hope was born in 04, and RJ... No, what year? No, wait. No, you're right.
Yeah, see?
What year? Oh, you're right, because RJ was born in what
year?
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. And wasn't RJ born in 03? No, wait a minute. I'm confused now. No? Because Hope was born... Okay, no, wait. I got to think back, because Hope, because she was involved with Bridget's husband, and so that's when Ridge and Brooke weren't together. And then she was involved with Nick, and Hope was already
yes.
a child. And then when Nick and when Brooke, Hope is supposed to be older than RJ. That's right. RJ's younger than Hope.
See, so
am I confusing
like
you, or did I just confuse myself just then? I think I confused myself. No, RJ is supposed to be younger, but he's way younger because Hope's damn teenager now. They should only be a few years apart.
Well, yeah, I mean, why haven't they brought RJ on?
He's stuck in his room for forever, or stuck at day camp or whatever, or school.
You know, well, yeah. And that's the same for Days of Our Life, Cassie. She went up the stairs to take a nap after getting off the plane.
She was never seen again. Speaking of both, they're beautiful, though. I watched it today. And
only
Thomas,
two. Wow.
I don't know. Did you sense that Thomas and Brooks, I hope they do not ever, don't touch that. I don't know. I have a feeling Thomas is going to have a crush on his stepmom or something.
That's not
I don't
good.
Know the way that they were playing those scenes. I got an eerie feeling that they're gonna do something to screw up the character of Brooke again or something. I don't know.
Oh,
that's, maybe that was just me.
People.
I saw that.
Leave Brooke alone.
Yeah,
because
Bold and Beautiful, they're gonna do something horrific or terrible story with Brooke again. It took Hope for a long time to forgive her for what she did with her boyfriend. Now, Amber.
You know why everyone was talking? You know what phone number I was looking up?
What's
okay,
that?
Okay, don't laugh. I was looking at the White House phone number. This is
oh my God.
It's the White
House. Okay. I'm sorry, but you can't just call that number and you get right through.
All you have to do,
Carly, they
Carly
would be after you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ask for
they
the
think
rock.
You're crazy
That's
and put you in a loony bin. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, right.
They think you'd be crazy and put you. They'd so
would
put you in a loony bin for
have,
that.
No, Terry, they will have the Secret Service.
Yeah,
at Carly's
have the Secret Service
door.
At her door.
They will haul you.
Yeah, haul you.
Hey, if there's any cameras there, say you did it for Jason and Elizabeth.
Yes!
Okay.
okay. We were talking about that one day. Me and Carly were I was talking about how, because I live here in California, and I go, maybe I should, go shoot somebody, shoot Franz or something. I could go to jail. And my defense was, I did it for the fans of Liz and Jason. No, please put them together. That's all that we ever wanted, you know. And I had a nervous breakdown because you were just so forcing this other couple down our throats.
God.
I had no other choice. You know. Yeah, that would be really delusional. More like
being
in the psych ward for years.
Is Jason still having headaches?
I haven't seen any lately. I didn't see any yesterday at all.
I keep reading about he keeps, you know, he keeps having headaches or something. He touches his head or...
Well, he hasn't been.
Then I was no wonder the poor guy had a headache.
He's supposed to faint or something.
Oh, my God. What commercial am I watching?
Okay. I know what you're going to do after the show.
No, I was.
You didn't watch another episode.
It was a commercial for a movie. It looked really good, November 12th.
Is that,
I don't know if it's a movie on TV or if it's
a TV movie. Oh, a TV movie.
Oh, no, it's a big dinosaur. It looks like maybe it's a sequel to a movie.
Oh,
looks really good. It looks like a big action
pack. Yeah, the guy that played in the show is in it.
Yeah, the guy that plays on, Skyline it's called.
Yeah.
That looks good, actually. I don't care what Jay says about movies sometimes. I mean, I go into it for entertainment. If it looks good, I'll go
to it. Everybody has their opinion. That's what he thinks, and I think something
actually,
different.
But we don't have to
agree on that.
I'm still going to be weary, though, because the last time I saw a movie that I hated paying that much money for was Clash of the Titans. I only went to see it because it was a remake, and they totally butchered the remake. They totally butchered it.
I know, because they butchered the
mythology of Andromeda and Pegasus. Or is it Pegasus, or was it on Pegasus the horse, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andromeda and Harry Hamlin's character that was in the original. They totally butchered the mythology of that.
I'm glad I didn't go watch it.
Yeah, did you see the original Clash of the Titans?
Yes.
They totally ruined it. They totally screwed up that whole mythology of it. Because basically in the new version, he never fell in love with Andromeda or at all. He fell in love with this goddess or something that was kind of saving there to help him, you know, whatever. She was kind of like his, like, spirit guide, or if you want to call it that, or whatever. But he never fell in love with Andromeda, and, you know, and they just totally butchered it. And, I was so hated spending all that money for that. And then that night I came home and I watched the original one again, which kind of made me feel better.
That always will.
Bridget.
Yes.
Bridget, you said on your Facebook that you're not ready for the winter storm or...
Yeah, we got an advisory saying that Sunday we're getting our first big snowstorm coming Sunday and Monday. Yes. And we've been having beautiful weather. It's been in the high 70s, and it's been gorgeous. Now they're dropping the ball on us, finally.
Well, it's that time of year, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
That
we've been having rain
like
lately, too.
She lives up in the Poconos, and soon they'll be getting snow and stuff. And so they have to go to Walmart and buy all their whatever, because they're going to be, you know, how they get snowed
up. What are you eating?
Oh,
huh?
I'm sorry. You know what, Jack in the Box, we sell those churros, those little bite-sized churros?
Yeah.
The Jack in the Box. Lexi came in earlier and offered me just one. She wouldn't let me have two. And then she just came in now and said I could have two. So.
Okay, that was nice of her.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Those are good.
I'm done watching. I'm kind of freaking out. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. What's new? But I watched Paranormal Activity a little while ago. Oh, my God, how freaky was that? That was a freaky movie. Now if I hear little things at night, I'm going to be so freaking out.
You watch what?
That movie Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, and there's a part,
yeah.
There's a second one coming out, too.
Yeah, it's a sequel. And it was, every time they would go to bed in the morning, like at two in the morning or something, you'd hear this knock and like voices and scratching on walls, and then towards the end of the movie, I see the shadow of the demon or whatever, and then it would take
so
her
why
sheet.
Would you
have
watch
her,
something
they'd
like
be in
that
bed,
tonight?
And the sheet, he would tear the sheet, take the sheet off the ghost, where the demon would take the sheet off her foot, and then it would grab her foot and move her foot up and down, and then the next thing I know, one of the scenes. The ghost or the demon grabbed her from the bed and grabbed her down the hall. And, you know, I was like, oh, my gosh, now I'm not going to sleep with my foot hanging out of the bed anymore.
Oh, jeez.
And then the next thing you know, the ending, the demon must got inside her, and she kills her boyfriend or whatever, the demon does, and then it smiles, and the demon, as he's in her, smiles in the camera at us. at the, you know, at the audience or me or whatever, and I'm like, oh my God, why did I watch this?
Oh boy.
Well, I when I was a little kid, I could not watch movies like The Entity or Poltergeist. I'm not Poltergeist I watched, but like The Exorcist, that freaked me out. But now I could watch them.
Yeah, that movie freaked me out. The vibe was like.
But one movie I think I will never really watch fully is The Entity, because I heard when I was a little girl that was a true story.
That was based on a true story.
Yeah. When I one night, it was like midnight. It came on TV. I couldn't sleep.
That was weird.
And I watched it. Mm-hmm. I didn't watch it from the beginning. And she, every time
read
she moved
book.
To a new
you
place,
should,
it followed her.
Book.
It beat her
really
up.
Scary.
It raped her. Oh, my
mm-hmm.
gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That was so freaky, that movie was.
I mean,
she
even moved away to another city, and
yeah.
the thing was still
it would follow
there.
Her to So no matter
her.
Where
now,
she went.
They said it was all in her mind that she was,
but
know,
she even went to the doctor and they checked her out, and he noticed
yeah.
that she had a lot of bruising on her and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
But
I mean,
she sure didn't do it by to herself. You know, even her children witnessed it. You know,
yeah.
her son.
Gosh.
Yeah, that now that's some scary
growing up,
stuff.
I always thought, oh my God, is there going to be like. Something, you know, in my room. I used to wake
yeah.
up in the middle of the night thinking I see things, and I'm like, hello? Who's there? Who's
yes.
there? Hello?
Oh, God, yeah.
I could swear that I saw something move or whatever, move around or something.
I could swear one night, you guys. That's, oh, okay, we have another call.
Are we hung up?
Okay.
Oh.
4 minutes.
Yeah.
4 minutes, okay. I could have sworn I heard recognized Jay's voice when he called in, but he must have been on the cell phone or
no,
something.
No, I know. I knew it was that guy.
I know.
Oh,
I didn't.
I knew it was that guy.
Okay. Well.
One movie that did me like bad because you know I love my basketball, but I saw One Ride Beneath. And that movie when Harrison Ford had her in the bathtub, it almost killed her. Yeah.
I didn't find that as scary. I found that more thrillery, not scary. What Lies Beneath with Harrison Ford.
Oh, that was pretty good. I don't think that was scary.
That was good, but
though.
I didn't find it like, you know, like The Exorcist or anything or
no,
whatever,
it
Poltergeist.
It wasn't
I
like
thought
that.
I found that she was helping her realize
yes,
who
yes,
he was.
She was. She was.
Yeah.
No,
she was actually not the evil
thing.
Part.
Yeah.
She was actually the good part of the demon or whatever, not demon, but spirit. But she was trying to help her figure out who her husband really was. But I was shocked at the end, though. That kind of shocked me. That he was the actual one that was responsible for everything in her life. So,
yeah.
But I think for me, the most scariest movie ever in my whole life as a kid is The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah.
That movie scared me.
Yeah.
That scared me for years down the road.
That was also based on a true story, yeah.
Especially when the head, because when you're a little kid and the head's spinning like that and pea soup coming at that, can frighten somebody for life, even if it's make-believe,
yes.
you know. And then I found out that somebody had told me that that was a true story, too. And so that freaked me out even more.
Yeah, that was based on a true story. But, of course, they had to Hollywood it up, you know.
I know.
But it was still based on a true story.
Wasn't there a movie called The Exorcism of Emily Rose, too?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I never saw that.
That was kind of creepy.
Was it?
But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Did she die? I think she dies. Somebody told me she dies at the end.
Yeah, she dies at the end, too. I think, what was it? She says at the end, because she writes out this letter to the preacher or whatever, and he's, like, reading it at the end of it, and she said that she knew that she had to die to show everybody else and be an example.
Oh, really?
Of what evil can do.
Oh. Okay. Well,
okay. It was just really creepy.
I don't know. Maybe I know on Netflix. I think it's you can watch it on Netflix, but I think I'll have to, you know, not watch another scary movie for a while.
I don't watch horror movies.
Well, do you think, Lexi? Wow, you're being generous. I'm kidding.
Oh, well, just to know, I'm okay. What was I? Oh, yeah, we have 60 seconds to go, but we'll be able to back on Monday. And, yes. Oh, Bridget, so is this supposed to snow? Not only for you guys, or is this supposed to be a bad storm?
What happened?
Oh, I was asking Bridget if it was this supposed to be a really bad storm, or if they were going to get snow, like...
Oh, we're gonna get snow. I'm sure the majority will be up in the mountains, but they're calling for it to come. So,
so when you said, do they hardly ever cancel school with the snow there? Because they cancel the whole damn city when it snows like even a half an inch, like even an inch.
Oh no, we're tough. Rain or shine, I'm on that bus.
Oh yeah, that's right, huh? You drive a bus. I forgot about that. Hey, Shirley, did you watch Dexter on Sunday?
No, you know I can't watch it on Showtime, so I watched it on Taz TV.
Okay.
I watched it yesterday. Man, oh man, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I know, huh?
Oh,
I'm wondering who this chick is. I mean, I wonder what she got herself involved in. You know?
I don't know.
Because I think I read somewhere that the real major threat is the guy. Remember the guy that was killing those women? He was listening to the tapes. Tapes at his house. I think that's the main culprit. I think Dex is really going to be his nemesis. That person there.
That person.
On there.
Right. Right.
I forgot who's playing that act. I forgot the act
he's
playing.
I mean,
he's
up there cutting off heads.
I know, huh? Well, no, that was a different storyline. Her sister, this is the one that the storyline Dexter's involved with. Her sister is involved with that story with the heads being chopped off.
But
I'm just wondering. I hope Dexter doesn't really fall for this chick because he doesn't need...
I was saying that to my sister, and she said no. She said she doesn't think she just, you know, she's just going to be on for part of the season or this season.
I think
it's
so
like,
too.
How long is this season? Because it seems to be.
It's 13 episodes. It's 12 episodes. They have it for 12 episodes. Every season is 12 episodes, and then
12 episodes.
I think you wait till January or. What month are we? Oh, no, not January, but you wait
for,
like, the summer
or
something.
This is October now. We're in
October. Oh, maybe it's a yearly show. I think maybe it's a yearly show. That's what I hate about Dexter sometimes. But I'm praying and hoping that Quinn doesn't turn out to be another Dokes.
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah, well,
we
know Dexter. He'll figure out something.
He is a real jerk. And I tell you, that's his sister, Dexter's sister.
Oh,
what
speaking
is her
of Dexter,
problem?
the teacher that I used to work with,
attitude, big time. What is wrong with her? She cusses like a sailor. She always seems to have attitude. What is wrong with her?
Well, I understand the cussing, but yeah, sorry. Somebody that I know, she's a teacher that I worked with. She lives in Long Beach, and she got a picture with. The other day, she brought in pictures of Michael C. Hall and her dog. She's got a new dog. And they were filming.
Really?
They were filming where she lives in, like, Long Beach somewhere. And I guess she had surgery. She had something wrong with her, so she had a little bit of a surgery. It wasn't major surgery, but she had it was, like, on her head or something. Like, something was inside her brain, and it was on her head. And she had her head wrapped, and she said she went up to Michael C. Hall, and she's like, can you take a picture with me, with my dog? And she's got, like, two pictures, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I would have loved to have been there.
He's so cool. All right.
Yeah, I know. Shoot.
Well, I guess, he saw her head all wrapped up, you know, because he had brain surgery, had a brain tumor or something.
Well, she didn't have brain. No, it was on the outside of her head, I think.
No, I think I'm talking about him. What kind of camera did he have?
Oh, he had, no, he has what the guy from the Spartacus had. He has the cancer.
Oh, the same thing, yeah.
He has the same thing, but he's in total remission, Michael C. Hall.
Well, I sure hope the guy, I can't think of his name, but I thought, I just hope that the guy who's the actor, Spartacus, is going to be okay.
That's why he quit. I think that's one of the reasons why, well, that is one of the reasons why he quit. He wanted to focus on his health. And I think they're hiring another actor. They're going to go ahead with the show. They're looking for another actor.
Oh, are they really?
Yeah, I read somewhere online. And they're good. They're looking for somebody else. It's going to have to be, of course, Caucasian and English or whatever. And they're going to have to find somebody really, really good because he was really good in that.
He was so good. Wow.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to have to sign off.
Okay.
I got to get up early.
Yeah, I think I better go, too. I'm going to go grab a bite.
Yeah, Mary, call back on Monday.
Well, I'll try. I have to see. I'm working. I have to get up at, 7 in the morning and go drive an hour and a half to get on my job.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah, better go to bed.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You're working,
all right,
girls.
We'll talk with you later. Bye.
All right, bye. Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, call me in the night.
Oh, I will. I'll still be on here for a few minutes. No, that was when she said that about the pin. I was like, wow, that is craziness, isn't it?
They have a pin with Jason and Elizabeth.
Yeah, she was wearing a pin and on her shirt, and they totally grabbed it.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you know, the fans do make, Christy made purses, Liz and Jason purses, and she's in the process of doing shirts. And I think I have an order out there, and I'm thinking, oh, my God.
Mm.
Do I want to set myself up for people to really talk? God, I think I'd be wearing it as a nightshirt or something. That is too terrible.
Wow.
You can't even go out in public and support your couple. You'll get backlash or something.
Well, only if you let something like that bother you. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
I wouldn't. But no, I wouldn't let it bother me. I would have done the same thing. I would have just held my head up high and walked away, you know, or said, you know what, I'm proud of my couple and just walked away, you know.
Mm.
And but to go and that would be like me.
That just shows how tacky they are.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really shows how tacky they are.
Tacky.
I don't even. I mean, I honestly wouldn't care if I saw someone with a Jason and Sam pin on. I mean, I would. You know, I mean, come on. You know, that's your couple. Enjoy your couple. You know, I mean, really. And I just sometimes.
Well, the sad thing is, they expected this big reunion to be all hearts and roses and just
fake. I know. And now they're waiting for something. They're waiting for the.
And she understood his life.
And they're going on Twitter and they're saying, oh, I'm looking forward to their story. And I think I went on Twitter the other night and I go, it's been over about a year and a half or so. I don't remember how long I've been together, like a year or so. I go, this couple has been together for a year and a half or so. If they haven't gotten their story now, what's to say they're ever going to get it?
Because
I mean, they've had a year, over a year to have, I mean, what,
they have longer than that, Terry. Longer than that. You know, I said longer than that because they were together. When did they get together? In 2003? When did they get together?
Well, no, when they got together
the second time.
When they got together this last time. Basically what I'm saying is that they got together. They broke Liz and Jason up.
Right.
To write
Go ahead.
I was just saying, to have some story. I mean, they haven't had any type of a story at all. I mean, and they must be enjoying it. If they haven't written a story for them now, if they haven't written for them a story, what's to say they're ever going to write a story for them? I honestly do not see any story to be written for them. They want a baby. They want Sam to have a baby with Jason's, but doesn't that contradict what they say about Jason
mm-hmm.
can't be domesticated.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because if he were to have a baby with Sam, that would so contradict
then she
everything.
Can't be his ride or die chick then.
Yeah,
she's
she can't
be
his ride or die
mommy.
Chick ever. Because
well,
that would be
know,
the end of...
I mean, I know
we could say the same
of...
thing. With me, I don't see that as an end with Liz and Jason, with having
a
baby.
I know.
There's so much writing for that kind of a storyline for to have them a baby. You know, he could be very protective of the baby and do anything. You know, he could get kidnapped by other people or, you know, and they'd have to force to go on the run together or something or whatever. And I just don't see Jason and Sam ever having a kid. I honestly don't see it.
Sam to get everything that she dished out to Liz thrown right back in her face.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because she said a lot of crap to Liz about Jake, and if they do this with Sam, they should throw it right back on her.
I know. And didn't Sam, when she was pregnant, she threatened to abort that kid, remember?
Mm-hmm.
She threatened to abort that kid. So basically, she's worse than anybody for trying to do that. And I guess these December fans need a refresher course in the history of their fair Samantha. Because
Fair Samantha is not. They should call my husband.
No, well, that's basically they have Sam on this pedestal. We need to knock her off. They need to get
exactly.
They need to be knocked off, or she needs to be knocked off their pedestal they have of her, you know. Yeah. And it's funny. We never claimed Liz to be on a pedestal, did we? We never said we were the same.
Never did.
You know, and for whatever's happening to her, we don't go bashing her and whatever. Well, because we love her, but I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know.
You know, why did they? Can someone tell me why they wanted Becky to come back earlier?
Well,
maybe
there's a story. She's only been back for a couple of days. Maybe they've written a really good story for her, which I'm hoping that they did.
I was thinking about that today. I said, this woman, she's a good actress. Why don't they give her something she can really sink her teeth in? I mean, and I don't mean, you know, this crap with the two brothers and her going to bed with both.
That's what I'm
talking
thinking
about
too.
A real dramatic. I mean, come on, you know, make
maybe they could write her a separate story from the two doofuses. Well, I like Lucky now, kind of, but you know what I mean. But I mean, maybe they could write her a story that kind of. Jason will have to be forced to get into it. It can start out as her story alone, but then somehow it leads into Jason and Jake, and you know, that's my wish anyway.
I mean, we are almost in 2011.
When is all this going to take place? You know, though, Shirley, I've waited since 1999 for Liz and Jason. I think if we could wait.
Yeah, we will wait.
If we could wait, if we could wait 10 years. We've stuck through thick and thin for this couple, or whatever. I think we could wait another year.
The only time I'll be
two.
Done is when Steve Burton and Becky Herbst leave.
Yep.
Exactly. As long as we know they're already on screen.
General
look at it this way, Shirley.
Will
as long
December.
As Jason and Liz are on that screen or on that show, or Becky and Steve, there's always a chance that they're going to be together. There's always a chance that they could be together. I mean, come on, they have a baby together. I don't care if they're writing them not together, but they're going to have to acknowledge that somewhere down the line. You cannot do that on soaps. You know, you can't do that. You really can't. I know they are doing it, but really, how long are they?
But surely they've done it before.
Huh?
They've done it before with the court hose crap. I mean,
they've talked to each other for two, since 04. There was a time where they did not have any scenes whatsoever at all together until that Love Shouldn't Be Safe scene, really, is when their story got started. But they really didn't have anything. They didn't have any scenes together. That's why I stopped watching it, because of that. But now that I learned my lessons, and now I know that they're on there, and now I know they have a baby or a child, it's even more, there's a, even a, this more bigger chance that they could somehow walk into each other's lives again.
I have a non-dinner, I have a non-dinner hospital question. Did you watch Grace yet?
Grace Anatomy? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Am I going to be upset? I haven't watched it. Am I going to be upset?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to be devastated. You're going to be so pissy.
It actually,
what happened?
You know what?
It was a very good show.
Oh, this past last Thursday?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah,
it was really good. Now, this week's going to be a eye-opener because they're not interns anymore. They are letting them do their own surgeries by themselves.
You know what, Bridget? Now, you know they, what's her name? Derek's wife. Oh, my gosh. I can't
Meredith.
I wonder what's going to happen, you know, with that Alzheimer's test, you know, she took, you know. She took that blood. I said, now, I wonder if they're going to maybe down the road, you know, somewhere along the way, maybe she's going to show symptoms because that's what her mom has.
Yep.
You know, that's why she wanted to be tested. Whereas Derek, he doesn't want to know.
Yep.
You know.
So not to sound stupid, I know my mom's in the medical field, but there's a thing that you could test if you're going to have it. I never knew that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's a blood test or something.
Yeah, they
you know, and they look, I guess, for certain enzymes or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But because my they said that my dad, you know, he was like the early stages. But they say that any time you forget this or you forget
having experienced Alzheimer's firsthand, I was told that the only way you really could really truly diagnose is if you have an autopsy.
Because
my stepmother had Alzheimer's and she died from complications of, and I think they were telling me, I think if somebody told me or I read somewhere that you really could only diagnose it through an autopsy on the brain, but...
Well, that's kind of crazy because...
I know, I don't know.
Why are they telling people, well, she has Alzheimer's? Because, you
maybe
know, they said that my dad...
Then again, maybe they have new technology now where you can be able to
diagnose I don't think that's true. In fact, that really doesn't even make sense. You have to die first before somebody...
That's what I said, when I first...
Well, with any hereditary disease, there's got to be a way you can be tested to find out if you got the same gene as your parents.
And you know what? I don't think Alzheimer's necessary. I asked my mom, too, about it because my mom's a retired RN, and I asked my mom, I go, is Alzheimer's hereditary? She's like, well, not necessarily.
Most
of the time it is. But sometimes you could just get it randomly, I guess. You know, or whatever.
I just have brain aneurysm. Is it like genetic?
But you know, brain aneurysm, so you really can't detect. You really don't know if you have one or not. That's what my mom said about aneurysm.
What's that?
Yeah, well, no.
With aneurysm, if you have an aneurysm, you don't even know if you've got it. It's just a bomb ready to go off.
Because they did a whole MRI and a CAT scan on my granddad. He was really fucked up. And to make sure everything was okay, 3 weeks later, he passed away from a brain aneurysm.
Here's a sequel to... Oh, my God.
What's that?
Here's a sequel to Paranormal Activity 2. Oh, how freaky.
Oh, crap.
What, that was so... Oh, my God.
Yeah, I just told you that, Terry.
I know, but I'm seeing it on here, on the commercial.
Paranormal Activity 2. Yep, it's coming out.
Oh, my... The baby.
Okay.
Oh, my God. God. That looks more freakier than the first one. I'm sorry. God. That was freaky as hell. Jeez.
Are you going to end up watching that now?
No, that's in the theaters. There's no way I'm going to go at midnight and to go watch a scary movie like that at midnight.
Okay.
But that looks
scary than the
first one. I mean, the baby, there's a seat. The baby's in the crib, and the entity grabs the baby, and the baby's in the middle of the street or something. And then they drag this body across the floor or something.
Oh, boy, that's another family-type movie, huh?
I know. And supposedly, you hear that they're true. When I heard somebody said that Paranormal Activity was a true story, I went and Googled it. It's not. It's not a true story. It's just somebody.
Now, the Fourth Kind, that was supposed to be based on a true story.
Oh, my God.
Know?
They just want you to go see the movies, why they say that, probably. They want you to go see these true stories. When I heard that
working.
One movie, what was
they
it called?
They must have been smoking the silly weed then, if that was real.
I know. Just like the one movie where they're out in the woods. What was it called? They had the camera.
Blair Witch.
Oh, that was the
Blair Witch Project. When I heard that was true,
yeah,
I even looked
no
on that.
Yeah.
It wasn't true. Those are actors playing.
It wasn't a true story. It was actors playing supposed to be real. It was stupid.
Why?
I watched it for 20 minutes. I said, okay, that's it. That's stupid.
It
so,
is
yeah,
951-427-8224. Oh, I just realized it's got the last digits kind of like mine, but backwards. Wow.
Who's that?
My niece is coming to get my friend's phone number because she wants to spend the night on the weekend over there.
Oh.
You live too far away.
Yeah. I read something about Jackson and Erica are getting back together in a way. So I thought that would make you happy.
I love Jackson and Erica.
They have great chemistry. Walt, Wilson,
yeah, they are together.
And Susan Lucci. They are together, but
yeah.
I think there's supposed to be some kind of angst, from this.
Yeah, with Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb. And they have no chemistry.
Oh, God. I like Michael Nouri. I like the actor that's playing the role, but I can't get into Caleb from what I've seen so far.
No,
I thought Caleb and Crystal were going to be
they have better chemistry. They have a little better chemistry, but he and Susan Lucci, they have none. I'm sorry.
Okay, do you guys, I don't know how long you guys been watching AMC, but do you remember when they put Erica with Dimitri?
Yes.
I like Erica and Dimitri. All
of her husbands and lovers, yeah.
That woman's been married more times than any soap opera ever.
Hey, Bridget and Shirley, did you watch Santa Barbara? Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, I used to watch Santa Barbara.
Did you like Eden and Cruz?
It's been so long, though. I've forgotten everything about it.
Were you an Eden and Cruz fan?
And, what's his name? AJ or whatever his name is.
A. Martinez?
Right.
Yep.
A. Martinez, yeah.
Now, that is what you call a soap hero-like. That's what you call...
Yeah, he was good back in the day.
That was what you call...
Well,
your,
he was
like,
in
your...
GA. He was on GH, AMC. Yeah,
he was on LA
right.
Law. I think
LA
he was on
Law.
LA
Law.
Oh,
right.
He was on AMC?
Him and Liza were together.
Yeah, I have.
On AMC?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Not this Liza, but the other Liza.
The original Liza.
Right.
Marcy
Walker. The original Liza.
Oh, my God, really? I did not know
that.
Are you
kidding
me?
Long ago.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
what role did he play?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have to go and watch it.
He was involved with Liza.
Oh, my gosh. And the funny thing was, me and Carly were talking about that the other night. That it would have been nice to see him go on AMC with Marcy. Really? What year was that? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. And when probably the same time as when Tad and her were, they were kind of doing an angst triangle type of thing.
Right.
But yeah,
yeah,
it's
Tad,
been a long,
Tad and Tad at that
long
time.
It was after Santa Barbara, right? Or was it before?
Oh, before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he was on AMC way before Santa
young.
Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Okay, now I feel dumb.
No,
yep.
I'm curious. Okay, Carly.
I think that was the start was of AMC.
Now I'm going to go do a little bit of research. Now I'm curious now, Bridget.
Yeah.
I'm curious now. Man.
You know who I am? You know who I am looking forward to coming back?
I can't remember what his character name was, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to go on IMDb.com right now, and I'm going to look.
Because isn't him in the original life married or were married in real
life? In real life. He's married with three kids, isn't he?
Yeah. He married the original Liza.
With the blonde hair?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, okay, not too stupid.
It must have been another Liza then, because he's not married to... Okay, let's see.
Really? They got married, Bridget?
I thought they did. They got married in real life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I'm in my... Okay, I have... You got my head spinning now, Bridget.
I know.
You really got
Well, it
head
obviously
spinning.
Doesn't take much, Terry. Good Lord.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, I'm on his profile. He was on Santa Barbara from 84 to 92. He was on Criminal Behavior 92, In the Nick of Time 91.
Mm-hmm.
The Whiz Kids 83 to 84. The Yellow Rose 84. I don't see Heart to Heart, Beyond the Limit, Walking the Edge, Cassie and Company, Born to the Wild, Falcon Crest. I don't see
Falcon
any.
Crest.
Oh my,
see,
so
in
on
September
here.
08, he was, in, he was on One Life to Live in 08.
I know he was on One Life. Let me see.
I know he was on AMC. I swear he was on AMC.
He was on General Hospital from 99 to 2002. We know that.
Yeah.
I know he was on One Life
to 2002.
Yeah, he was on One Life to Live from 08 to 09. But I don't see any AMC on here.
Oh, yep, All My Children, 1985.
Oh, he was in All My Children. Where did you see that at?
On Wikipedia.
Really?
Yeah, that's where you go. You find it tells you everything.
But I am, okay.
His name was Darnell Williams in 1985. He was also as the World Turns in 1984 as Larry Bregman.
Ooh.
Really? Wow. Did you guys ever watch the show Sisters that was on NBC? Like,
yes,
I can use it.
Yes.
I love that show. I love.
You know, yeah.
Sisters?
Yeah, it was called Sisters.
What was it about?
Yeah, it was with
Four
the
sisters.
It was with Cela Rhodes. And, oh, God, Bill Clooney was in it. It was there about five sisters, and the dad passed away, and it was this. It was on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock on NBC.
Oh, really? Sisters? I have a look at that. I don't know. I don't think it's like nothing I looked at. I don't know.
Okay, did anyone watch Hunter the Soul
Hunter?
Oh,
yes, I did. I loved Hunter. I so wanted Sam, was it Sam? Was that her name, Samantha, on this?
No, anyway, he called her McCall.
Was her name first name Samantha or no? Okay, I'm thinking, okay. I can't.
Oh, God.
Okay, McCall, I'm sorry. No, Dee Dee.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I'm
no,
sorry. It was Dee Dee McCall. Okay. Yeah, I so wanted them to get together during the whole show, but I don't know why I thought of, okay, it's Samantha because of McCall in the hospital. See what Sam, that character, has done to me?
I know!
I'm linking her name to, like, other characters' names on other shows because of the last name McCall, Dee McCall.
She would love every minute of it. Cause she
I'm sure she would, wouldn't she?
She loves the spotlight.
What was I going to... But Bridget, the other night, you got hung up on before we all left.
Oh, A. Martinez was on General Hospital in 1963. He started the Roy DeLuca character.
Right.
He did?
And then he was on One Life to Live in 1968 as he was Ray Montez in 1968 on One Life to Live.
Okay. I am, like, so okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I am, like, really curious. Okay, I'm on IMDb.com, and I don't see none of that.
Yeah, he was a very good actor. I haven't seen, he hadn't done anything in years, though. I can't think of the original...
Because he was
Cruz I can't think
Costello
of her name.
In 1984 on Santa Barbara.
Huh?
He was
Cruz
on Santa Barbara.
Yeah, he was. That's where I fell in love with him. He's from 84 to 92.
Right.
Or from 84 to 92. That's
then
when
he was on Port
92.
Charles as Roy DeLuca in 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he wasn't on AMC. Maybe it was One Life to Live, I'm thinking then. But he did marry in real life the original Liza.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and the original Liza isn't, what's the name called, Marcy Walker, right?
Marcy Walker, that's her name, Marcy Walker.
What?
And I don't
think
you're married anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Marcy Walker.
Okay.
Exciting.
Okay. I'm going to have to go do, okay, because... No, I never. Okay,
Okay, so Marcy Walker's spouses are Stephen Sears, Billy Warlock, Stephen Collins, Robert Primrose, and Doug Smith.
He hasn't had anything since 2009. He hasn't been on the screen since 2009 when he did Becoming Eduardo, Sergio on Becoming Eduardo or whatever.
Oh.
Bridget, you so got me. Now, okay.
Now
where
you're
going to
be
Wikipedia,
up all night
right?
Going through
what?
He went through Wikipedia, right?
Wikipedia, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
also
on another
there.
Site.
Wikipedia. I'm going to go on here right now. Okay. He was married to Mayor Winningham. I know that. In 1981.
He's done 110.
Really?
He's
done
110 shows. He's done 110 shows since 1959 because his start was in Bonanza in 1959 as Luis.
Ah, wow.
He's married
to
somebody right now to Leslie Bryan from 82 to present. Yeah, he was married briefly to actress Mayor Winningham in 81.
Yep.
They divorced later that year. He married his current wife. Leslie Bryan's in 82. They have one son.
That's when he was on Falcon Crest.
And
he was on Falcon Crest in 81.
Have you guys
looked at Zachy Zeman's picture lately?
What about Zachy Zeman?
You know who played Bobby on General Hospital? Wow. She has some bad plastic surgery done.
Oh, yeah. Well, you just found that out. All you got to do is look at her.
Yeah. She's got such
a
fake face. It's unbelievable.
Oh, jeez. And plus that, what's with Barrett. What's her name? What's with
Brenda?
Yeah, Brenda. I think she has some.
I don't think she's had any surgery. Honestly,
I think she has Botox.
Yep.
She has that Botox look.
Yep.
Because
she's
always had
those big cheeks.
No,
but her
she had high cheekbones.
Yeah, she's always had the high
cheekbones.
This is kind of
puffy. I mean, you know.
She was a little fatter face, though, when she was younger. So she's more thinner face. That's why they're so big.
But these women go and have this Botox crap, and they do it to the lips.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that because I'm just naturally beautiful. I don't have to have none of that work done.
Okay.
You go, Shirley.
Just let me keep lying to myself. Okay.
Oh, no. Okay, those are very great. My grandma was complaining about the lines on her arm and, like, her face. And so I go, Grandma, I know what you could do. And I go, just get Botox or something and get a face up, then you will be okay. And she looked at me like I said, like, I'm a serial killer or something, that kind of look. And I go, why? People do it. She goes, yeah, people do it. And then look at this table. She used to be beautiful, and she got bad plastic surgery. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. People get carried away.
Well, yeah, people do get carried away with that. Terry?
Yes.
Oh, no, you left this album. That's why.
I accidentally did that. I meant to go on a different, open up a different page, but I left.
Are you still on Wikipedia, Terry?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at Marcy Walker's information too.
Mm-hmm. I wonder. This is sort of off topic, but that's the Western that Steve was supposed to have done around 3 years ago or so. Remember when they had the writer strike and stuff like that? He was supposed to did this movie, this Western, and it was of this real character. Because my sister and I, we went on Wikipedia and we looked up the part that he was going to be playing. I said, Steve would be so good. I said, it'd be so good to see him other than Jason Morgan, you know. However, that never came to pass. And he was supposed to lead the show for a while and shoot this movie on, I think it was for TNT. And it never happened.
What was I going to say? So busy when the storm comes, does your power ever go out? Like, because we haven't got a bad power outage in like 3 years and. But we have our power out for like 7 days.
Not really. It depends if it's a. I don't know. I've never really had too much problems, but I'm sure it has happened before. But not
you know,
around
being,
here.
Being out for like 7 days without power, and you know anything. I mean, you know, for those 7 days, I got great sleep because that's all you could do. I mean, it was raining and thundering outside, so you couldn't go outside. So it was more like I would read a book and I would fall asleep. Because that's like, you know, I mean, I think Philly is lucky because you don't get any of the bad weather, right?
Well, we get the storm. Well, since I've been here in Florida, I haven't been into any hurricanes. I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but so far, mm-hmm. so good, you know. But we get a little windy, a little rain, but nothing major here anyway. I mean, other areas, you know, in Florida, you know, get it bad. But since we're like central Florida, it doesn't really hit us as bad as other areas. So.
So Sherry, did you find what you were looking for yet?
No, yeah, I'm just now I'm kinda like just surfing the net.
Now you're just all over the place, huh?
Yeah. I'm just surfing the net here. Let's see.
I mean, I didn't watch Dancing with the Stars live last night, but I went on ET online, and that's, you know, where I'm like, oh, let's just get booted off. Because sometimes
you know,
I don't want to wait too much.
That Robin Mattson was on, she played Gina Kaplow on Santa Barbara 2.
Oh, really?
A lot of people... Came. Melissa Reese was on Santa Barbara. She played Jade Perkins.
Yep.
Vincent Irizarry, yeah, he played Dr. Scott Clark. I love Scott Clark on that.
David Irizarry, he's such a good actor. I was sorry to see, but that David boy, he is a real bastard boy. I swear, He just can't play the nice guy. He's just
What are you laughing about?
Why are you laughing?
I'm watching this little guy lip sync in this song. He is hilarious. Oh my gosh. He's cute.
That is funny. Finley, when do the Yankees play next?
Well, they play again in Texas on Friday.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, they have a couple of days of... relax.
Yeah, see, I just wanted to be over with because I don't know whether I don't know how far they're gonna go. I don't see them winning the thing, but at least they didn't get beat in front of their fans. You know, at least they when Texas finally wins this thing, they'll be at home. You know, so.
We shall see. Like Bones been taken off until then. Bones won't be back until Bones.
I know, and Fringe too, Bridget.
Yeah.
That's not coming back until later too. Oh gosh.
Okay, what's wrong, Bridge?
My Fringe. Oh, they're gonna.
Okay, but they're gonna what? Bridget?
What?
Oh, okay, I thought you might have, you know, I don't want to say the thing.
Don't even think about it.
I keep telling Carly just doesn't learn. I tell her.
I'm not talking about it, I'm kidding.
You're thinking
okay,
so
you
I can hear your wheels turning, Carly.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone now, guys, and I'll... it's call on Monday, I guess, right? Yeah.
Yeah, call me at midnight.
Okay, I'll call you at midnight, though.
Don't rise.
Yeah. Okay. Bye bye.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Tara.
Bye.
Okay, girls.
I know. By the way, it's like 1:13 where you are at, right? Philly?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's like 1:13 where you are.
Yeah,
right?
Probably.
It's like
probably. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to, because right now I'll probably go in and look at my, look at the Major League Baseball channel and see all the highlights of the ball games, because I'm not really sleepy as of yet, so.
You know,
I think they did
a good job when they invented the sleep button on your TV, so you can just set it, and you don't have to be, you know, know to turn it off.
Mm.
Yes, visit, are you going to bed too, or what? Visit?
Yes.
Okay. Are you going to bed too, or what?
Yeah, it's 11:15 here, and I've got some things to do before I go crash, so.
Okay, see you guys on Monday.
Okay, Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you do. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.